just really committed themselves, and they have a fire. They have a want for success, and that's all it takes. You know, once they have that fire and that want, it kind of takes off, and it's contagious all the way through, from seniors all the way down to we pretty much start them in third grade.
Yeah. And there has to be, you've had a lot of success recently, like I said, being in sectional finals. There has to be a burning hunger with you and the program right now, to finish it off and get to state. It's been a while since you've been there, so that burning desire has to be really driving your team, I would guess.
Yeah, it's been a goal. You know, this is my 16th season, and we've been close, so close every single time. And you know, it I'll we always seem to run into that private school team that is always very, very stacked. And you know, we can only do what we can do with the kids we have, and it's right there. We want it. I know that they want it. I want it, and you know, the community wants it, and there's just a buzz about it, and this year is pretty special, so we're hoping for great things.
All right, and you've got what's turned into a pretty good rivalry with Prentice. You didn't match up with them last year. You were knocked out before you got to them, but talk about this. You did play them earlier in the year, but everything points to a pretty even matchup there at your Mercer Gym tonight. So kind of talk about how the two teams, I guess, compare a little bit, if you could.
I think that, you know, when we played Prentice early in the season, it was the second week of the season. Well, second week of actually playing. We had some new faces and in new positions, and it just took some time. And we still played them quite close in that match, and they, we're just a completely different team once we were able to find our niche and be successful with the lineup we have and the people where they are, knowing where they're supposed to be. And we've had a couple girls come on super strong here at the end of the season. I think maybe we're going to be able to make some noise tonight.
Yeah, talk a little bit specifically, if you could, about some of your seniors, about some of the leaders of your team that have taken you this year this far.
So we have three seniors. Jenny Klopadic, Eileen Shaneman, and Rylan Rossi have been with me since they started in the middle school program with Sean and Amber Thompson, and then you know, played club ball with them, and you know, I have to give a shout out to those two who have really helped to start our youth in that. And the three of them stayed with them the whole, you know, all the way until they got to me as seventh and eighth graders. And this year they have stepped up tremendously. Last year, Eileen and Jenny really ran the show, and Rylan has joined forces, and the three of them have been really unstoppable. When they're on, they are on, and it's really fun to watch the three of them lead and, you know, bring the team together and raise the level of play of the people around them. So they're great kids.
Talk a little bit about the strategy of volleyball. Is it a kind of do what you do best thing to win, or the adjustments? Are there adjustments that are made when you're playing a certain type of team, or maybe in the middle of a match, adjustments? Talk about the coaching side of it that I think most people don't really realize if they're not you know, if they haven't been on the coaching side of volleyball.
So I spend quite a bit of time analyzing the other team. You know, when we play, I watch us, you know, and I am always more concerned about what we're doing instead of what the other team is doing. So I spend a lot of time outside of the being on the court time watching video on other teams. And I try to make sure that the girls are prepared. And you know, they have Callie Heikkinen outside. She's a fantastic outside hitter. And, you know, we know what we have to do to key on her and make adjustments as we go. We've thrown around a few things this week, and I'm not going to let any of my secrets out for tonight quite yet. But
No.
I will say that we are going to be making adjustments on the fly tonight. And as soon as we see what they bring and where their players are, we're ready. We're ready to make those adjustments and be able to switch things up if needed.
Yeah. A lot of times when you get a program, Robin, to your level that has had the success you've had, you have to maybe travel to other places to get make sure you get good competition going into tournaments. But, man, with Phillips and with Prentice and with a couple other schools that have taken their programs to another level, Northwoods volleyball has really gone up a notch, hasn't it, the last 5-10 years?
Yeah, absolutely. We had our conference meeting last week, and, you know, I did tell all the coaches in our conference that, you know, the game is growing in our area. And, you know, in order for us to continue to grow, there's kids that have to buy into it. And, you know, it's only going to get better. And you don't have to travel as far as we used to, although we did travel quite a bit this year. We went to Krivitz. We played in Wisconsin Dells tournament. But there were some really solid, there was solid competition this year around here. And it was a lot of fun to stay close to home and be able to improve as needed.
Yeah. I think, unlike some sports, I think volleyball, there's a place for everybody. If you put the time into it and develop the skill that maybe some of the God-given physical talent abilities that weren't maybe given to a person at birth, there's still other ways that a person can develop in this game and contribute. And I think that kind of entices some of the players to come in and play, right? Knowing that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I do have to give a little shout out to the girls who don't always get the recognition. You know, we have some girls that came out for volleyball this year as freshmen that might not have gotten much playing time this year. We were fortunate to be able to play a full JV schedule, you know, but those girls come into practice every day. Sophia and Ariella and Emma, they come into practice every single day and work hard. And, you know, they are, if we didn't have them to play against, and all of our, we have like 9 managers from the middle school.
Oh, really?
You know, if we didn't have those kids to play against and work, you know, work against, we would not be the team we are, you know. And they came in day after day and they were supportive, and that's important. It's not, nobody is more important than the other on our team. And yes, there is a place for everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the number one distraction for a coach in high school is homecoming, and a close 1B is Halloween. So you got the distraction of Halloween today. So it'll be an extra focus, I'm sure, for you and the coaching staff to make sure the girls are focused when it starts, because when you're playing a team like Prentice, you better be ready to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about, you know, there's some want for trick-or-treating. The half of the girls showed up today as all bald-headed individuals, and they're all pretty fired up. And I think we had The Rock and Kevin from The Office and Caillou and Mr. Clean and Pitbull and Gru. I mean, we had a whole Baltimore. We had a whole, and they all, you know, this is what they come up with on those 3-hour bus rides that we have to take, you know. And they, you know, there's a lot of fire there, I think. And it's my hope that they come focused when it's time and they haven't eaten a tremendous amount of sugar so that they crash like, you know, they crash, because that would be really bad.
Coach, what's the best Halloween costume that you ever put on? Maybe the most memorable as a youngster. What comes to mind?
Oh, man. I think I was Little Orphan Annie for like 4 years in a row. And,
oh, yeah.
And my mom kept putting me in the same dress over and over and over again, because she wouldn't make me another one. And I just wanted to be Annie.
Well, that works. That works. Coach, we look forward. We'll be there covering it tonight. Congrats to you and the team on another great year. It's going to be a fun battle tonight, no matter how it ends. So congrats to you and the girls on another great season.
I really appreciate it. I'd like to just kind of give another shout out to my assistant coaches.
Yes.
Bob Shank, my dad, it's been great to have him next to me. Kelly Kohagi has been with me through the years, as Elena Severson has joined the staff this year. And you know, all these kids are just great kids, and we're really proud of them. And we really appreciate the community support, and we're hoping for great things tonight.
Mercer Gym's going to be packed. Going to be a fun night tonight. Robin, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Take care.
You bet. Head coach Robin Schuneman of the Mercer Tiger volleyball team. They will be in action tonight against Prentice in Mercer, 7 o'clock. If you want a fun atmosphere for an athletic contest, you might want to get there a little early, though. I don't know. It's going to be pretty jam-packed. We're going to get Coach Murphy in here from the Prentice girls coming up in about 10 minutes or so at 9:20.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dueling rallies in Wisconsin as the election of 2024 inches toward a finish line. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Former President Trump in Green Bay, Wisconsin last night wearing an orange vest used by sanitation workers.
Kamala Harris is not fit to be president of the United States. In no way is she fit.
Are we ready to win?
The vice president also in Wisconsin last night, speaking to young voters.
She was in Madison. New polls show Harris with an edge over Trump in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's still tied in Pennsylvania. The Commerce Department reporting that prices rose just 2.1% in September from a year earlier. That's barely above the Fed's inflation target and is in line with where things were before the pandemic. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs remain historically healthy levels despite elevated interest rates. Celebrations in Los Angeles as the Dodgers beat the Yankees to win the World Series. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Karnick filling in for Austin Brume. The Wisconsin State School Superintendent has proposed a universal free meal plan. Our very own Joanne Krolutz has more on that story.
As more Wisconsin students continue to struggle with food insecurity, State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed increasing access to meals at school by providing all Wisconsin students access to nutritious breakfast and lunch at no cost to families. Dr. Underley is calling for universal free meals as part of her 2025-27 biennial budget requested during a news conference Thursday in Kenosha. Dr. Underley's universal free meals proposal, totaling nearly $294 million, expands access to nutritious school meals to all Wisconsin students. The 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Survey shows 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to a lack of food in their home. Under the proposal, the DPI would create a new supplemental nutrition aid program, offsetting costs to students and families for meals received while at school, both breakfast and lunch. In addition to the universal free meals proposal, Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget request will fund the school breakfast program at a reimbursement rate of 15 cents per meal and expand participation to include independent charter schools, the state's residential schools, and residential child care centers, which would amount to $6.1 million over the biennium. Strengthen local food supply chains by creating a new program, encouraging school districts to buy directly from local farmers and producers and incorporate fresh, high-quality, locally grown foods into school meal and snack programs at a cost of $10 million over the biennium. Fully fund the school day milk program so more Wisconsin students have access to milk while at school, a cost of $458,900 over the biennium, and create a new grant program to allow schools to purchase milk coolers or equipment to convert to bulk milk dispensers at a cost of $150,000 over the biennium. These nutrition provisions add up to an additional $311 million in investment in nutrition for children. The DPI's budget request to be released in full in November will propose additional significant investments in K-12 public education.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. More Civic Media news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a three-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. Seven players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
And today's title town report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers open their practice week on Wednesday with a number of key players sidelined. I'm Bill Scott. Malik Willis and Sean Clifford took snaps at quarterback, while the extent of Jordan Love's work came on an exercise bike. Matt LaFleur said they'll give Love the week. Love was asked if he could play in such a big game without practicing.
Obviously, not practicing during the week is not the ideal format for trying to play a game, but like I said, things happen, so that's a scenario. You know, I know I'll be fine, but definitely it's not the ideal scenario for going into a big week.
Is the groin injury doing any better?
Yeah, I've made progress. It's definitely feeling better. You know, I think every day there'll be some improvements to it, but definitely feels better than it did on Sunday.
Among the others that didn't practice, Jair Alexander and Evan Williams may have the longest odds to play on Sunday. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers rookie Edgerrin Cooper was named the NFC's defensive player this week.
Yeah, it means something to me. But how I look at it is just, if I'm doing my job right, all that stuff going to come. You know, just focus on doing what I got to do. Go out there, don't make no errors, and just go out there and make plays, and all that stuff comes towards you.
I'm Bill Scott. I love Boer and the Packers and Lions from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98 Q Country.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Joni Messina, 98Q Country. Volleyball coming up tonight. Mercer Prentice, sectional semifinal from the Mercer Gym. And we just talked with head coach of the Mercer Tigers, Robin Shineman. We got head coach of the Prentice Lady Bucks, Mike Murphy, joining us. Good morning, coach.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I mentioned to Coach Shineman over there, I said the number one distraction for a coach in high school sports is homecoming, but a close 1A has to be Halloween, right?
Well, the girls were hoping they could trick-or-treat for a little while before they got on the bus to drive up to Mercer.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Shineman said, too. She said, I'm trying to prevent that that sugar nap about the second or third game if they had too much
right.
too much candy early. They got to be careful of that, right?
Absolutely. So I thought yesterday in practice how much they're allowed to eat today or not.
Yeah, they Halloween's always a fun day, but it can be a distraction. Let's talk about your season there, Coach. You've you had another tremendous season on the heels of a state appearance last year. So expectations going into this year, I'm sure for your girls, very high.
Expectations are very high, Joel. Absolutely. I kind of thought we would have a little better record right now than we did, but look at our team, three freshmen on the court at any given time. And it took a while to get the chemistry back together and to get the flow and to calm the nerves and get those freshmen playing to their potential. And I think we're hitting our peak right when we need to.
Yeah, so you had a little rollover from last year, so that is an obvious transition, right? Because anytime you're coming in as a young player or even as a sophomore who hasn't played much varsity, there's going to be a little bit of a period of transition there, right?
Well, absolutely. And then with the expectation of we're a state caliber team last year, you know, you put a lot of weight on any of the girls, even the juniors that became seniors this year. The weight is there to succeed and to meet the expectations of what they did last year.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your some of the leaders on your team that have stepped forward, maybe a few of your seniors also that have led the way for you for another nice year for you.
Well, I tell you what, Abby Schutz, one of my seniors, rolled her ankle in practice a couple weeks ago, and I thought she was out for the season. And just her steadiness on the court has been a key factor for us this year, and I was really concerned. But her ankle is the prettiest purple you've ever seen right now, but she fought through it, and she's back on the court just within a few days. And I can't believe how tough she is. And, of course, Callie Hakenen, who's been a four-year starter, is carried the weight of this team and kind of relishes the challenge of, you know, put it on my back, let's go. And, of course, we moved Emma Detmering to libero this year, and she's the best defender we have on the team. It was an easy transition for me. She didn't like it at first, but she really bought in, and she's really succeeded at the libero position for us. And we moved Aaliyah Murphy from middle blocker to setter, which is kind of absurd to have a middle blocker go to a setter, but she really took the challenge and she's been doing really well for us. So those seniors have stepped up and they know what success means and they want to bring it back to Prentice like we did last year.
Talk about more about that. I love that libero position. It's kind of like the point guard in basketball, and it takes such a talent to be the libero, not only physical talent, but you got to be smart too, because you're reading a lot of stuff out there as the libero, right?
Emma reads really, really well. She digs balls that amaze everybody, let alone me. She was an outside hitter last year, loved doing that. And when I mentioned libero, there was a little bit of pushback, and her mom even said to me that she wasn't going to like that. And I said, you know what, Jane, she's the best defender we have on the team. And she does. She's all over the court. She makes plays that are astronomical. And just that one point or one dig sometimes is the difference between, you know, winning a set because your team is now jazzed and the other team is demoralized. And it's just a huge save for us this year.
Yeah. Talk about your tournament run, Coach. You had a little stumble in that first game in the regional final, but the girls came back after that. So is the team, would you consider the team peaking right now, or where are you guys at?
Well, that goes back to Abby being hurt. You know, we were scrambling around trying to come up with a lineup that was going to help us, and putting a couple freshmen into different positions really confused the whole team. Abby's back on the court. We're back to where we should be playing, and I really like our win Saturday night. you know, even though we stumbled a little bit, we still came out in the second set strong and really put the whole match away.
Well, the trio of Phillips, Mercer, Prentice, great rivalry games between all those. You know Mercer, you see them in tournaments, you saw them earlier in the year. Is it pretty much a given what you're going to see from them, and talk about maybe some things that they do well that you know you're challenged by?
Well, they place balls really well. There may not be big, strong power outside hitting that we've seen from other teams, but if they're not swinging away, they really find the court or find the floor well, just by chip shots and rolls. We have to defend that. We have to serve them tough. If we can do those things well tonight, I think we have a good shot at it. Yeah, we've played a close match against them back in August head-to-head, and we beat them, but I know Robin's a great coach, and she's going to have them very well prepared tonight.
The slow, I don't know if we'll call it a slow, but the popularity of volleyball Olympics always helps with that too. But the popularity of volleyball just continues, I think, every few years to kind of step up a little bit. Do you see that in the excitement of the girls and when you go and play in summer leagues and stuff like that and the participation numbers? Do you see that increase also, Coach?
Oh, absolutely. You know, now that you can turn the TV on and watch the Badgers almost any given time they're playing on TV, and the Big Ten as a whole, as examples, you know, before in volleyball, there wasn't really a somebody to go watch, you know, in basketball and football and baseball and other sports, there is always your hero that you can get on TV and watch them play and watch how they play the game. And, you know, me being a younger man watching Michael Jordan play, you know, that's what you want to emulate. And there hasn't been that in volleyball, but with it getting TV time now, and the popularity has just exploded over the last 10 years, I would say even more. Now you can watch the Lauren Carlinis and the like I said, the Badgers play and other schools even. One of my girls is a big fan of Tennessee. How does she become a Tennessee volleyball fan? I don't know, but she loves watching it. So, you know, great. If they're watching it, you know, I like watching it because I learn as a coach what the announcers are saying, what other coaches are saying. And with Karch Karai being the women's coach, you know, I've been to coaching clinics with him, and he just took over the men's USA program. So the sport is just exploded in popularity. It's always been kind of almost a cult following since it hasn't been on TV, and it's been such a unique sport that hasn't gotten much outside popularity except the players. But I really think it's growing, and I love watching it all the time.
And not just watching it, but the excitement, the atmosphere that's created, and now the want and desire of people to want to be there. I got to get to the field house and see the Badgers play, because the atmosphere is just raucous. It's fun.
Well, absolutely. And I took my daughter a couple years ago to the national championship when it was in Columbus. And you want to talk about electric atmosphere. You know, the people sitting next to me were fans of the other team. It wasn't like, you know, going to Madison, you're going to have 90% of the fans are watching the Badgers, and there may be some out-of-towners, but going to that national championship, that was electric. It was exciting as heck to watch the Badgers play there. The fans, you know, it was the Final Four, so we got to watch. There was fans from all four teams, and I can hardly describe it. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, talk about playing at Mercer tonight. That's a small gym. There's going to be a lot of Prentice fans there too, but that's going to be a raucous crowd tonight there in Mercer, isn't it?
Well, we did it a couple years ago, and my middle blocker broke her collarbone at homecoming. You talked about homecoming earlier in this. So we were short one of our star players, and we made a freshman step in as a middle blocker, and we lost that match in five sets. And you know, it's electric. It's going to be packed. It's a small gym. We know what to expect, especially my seniors. They know exactly what to expect, and it's just getting the freshmen focused on, you know, making their good serves and playing well and kind of block out the noise. And yeah, if we can do that, I think we have a good shot.
Yeah. Talk about who helps you there, Coach. Every good program has several assistants helping out. So who helps you there, Coach?
Well, my assistant, Amy Parisi, is been key for me the last couple of years, especially with that state run last year, because she'll bring a breath of, you know, happiness or a joke to the huddle if we're down, and where I'm maybe a little more focused and maybe not in a great, the greatest mood if we're losing a set or something like that. I don't know. A good way to say that, but you know what I'm talking about, where she'll bring a little bit of lightness to it. And that helps the girls out a lot. And then even at the regional final, my daughter has stepped up into coaching now. She is a co-star middle school. Eighth graders to some this fall, and she's actually going to coach for Medford Storm. So, you know, having Cece on the bench with me is, you know, I can't put into words what it means to have my daughter there with me. So it's really cool. I know her younger sister, Kyla, who was playing volleyball in college, wish she could be there. But it's always fun to have one of your own kids step into your shoes, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we look forward to covering the contest tonight. Congrats to you and the team on another wonderful year. We're looking to go back-to-back to state and take it another game further this year, right?
Thanks, Joel. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, that's for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Appreciate the time. Have a great evening tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Coach Mike Murphy, head coach of the Prentice Buccaneer, the Lady Bucks. They are going to be in Mercer tonight, and we will have the contest for you. Jeff Hakenin is going to be there. Mixed in with all, he'll be in between all the fans in there and bringing you the contest tonight. We will archive our interviews we did with Coach Shenneman and Coach Murphy. I plan to. It should have recorded. We had a problem yesterday, but we'll get those archived for you within the next hour or so at 98qcountry.com.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Russ County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Playing for a little sass with your gas? Chuck's Little Station in Prentice has you covered. Chuckle sass, yet Susie's got the gas, and Jennifer's award-winning pizzas will blow your taste buds away. Serve from 6:30 a.m. daily. Open bright and early. Go pay at the pump. Come in and say hi. Visit Chuck's Little Station in Prentice, Wisconsin.
No tricks, just treats at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in downtown Park Falls. They brew up delicious fall-themed treats and beverages featuring pumpkin spice, caramel apple, and butter pecan. Check out beautiful new fall clothing for men and women, as well as boots, jewelry, and even purses.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Hi, I'm Amy Casey, and I'm running as a write-in candidate for your Price County Clerk in the November 5th election. My dedication to Price County has been demonstrated through my time as a funeral director and with the Central Price County Ambulance Service as an EMT. This opportunity would provide me the ability to continue to serve my community with respect, courtesy, and integrity. For more information, follow me on Facebook at Amy Casey for Price County Clerk. Authorized and paid for by me, Amy Casey.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Kiddos on the road.
Happy Halloween!
Take it slow and keep this Halloween masktastic.
98Q Country.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. Silently I say a little prayer, but for the grace of God go I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your that he's rich, but he seems so poor. 'Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. Silently I say a little prayer, yes I do. But for the grace of God, go I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing.
When you say I love you, or you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. Stays on her mind when you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't love, it's what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her. When you pull her in close, when she had a bad day, shut up and listen to what she has to say. When you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in, when you're there when she just needs a friend. It matters to her, it stays on her mind when you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're single word, oh, it matters to her. Yeah, it matters to
Dottie McCreary at 98Q Country. It matters to her. All right, Halloween today. Get those kiddies out there. Get them trick-or-treating and all that stuff they do. And then this weekend, maybe Mom and Dad can go out and have a little fun and do some stuff. We got Lena from Lena's Northern Pines to talk a little bit about maybe something for you could do. Lena, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joel. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, big event going tomorrow, right, at Lena's Northern Pines. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, that's correct. We've got the band Firsthand High going to be playing out here at the Pines. We are actually setting up in this huge monster garage that I have out here. We got tons of space heaters, and we're going to have a fire pit going, lots of fun drinks, and just a good old gather around the fire, listen to some great music night.
All right, tomorrow night. What time is that going to get rolling tomorrow night, Lena?
That's going to start at 7 o'clock.
All right. And folks are invited to come on out this weekend, breakfast buffet or dinner, whatever they want to do this weekend, right?
That's absolutely right. The kids are welcome, too, tomorrow night. Anybody wearing costumes could possibly win a prize.
All right. Very good. Very good. So we got a busy weekend, and it's going to warm up a little bit, I think, into the 50s, so it's going to be pretty nice for the wimpy people. But you got the fire going and the heaters and stuff like that, so they're good, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Get you tough for deer hunting season coming up. All right.
Yeah.
So great menu specials. Talk. Give me a couple things that people are really, they're bragging to you about, saying, man, that was some stuff that people are really talking about out there about Edlina's with the food and stuff.
Well, Joel, tonight is German night, and we've been getting a ton of feedback on the pork schnitzel on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
So today being Thursday, that'll be available today at 4 o'clock. Of course, the seafood buffet on Friday night is a big, big winner. And then I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on our buffet breakfast, which in a week or so we're going to be adding to that, where you can get some eggs over easy, waffles, and some omelets. So we're going to add to our breakfast menu here on Saturday, Sunday morning.
Very good. Where's a good place for them to go online to look at you? Facebook a good one, Lena?
Absolutely. Lena's Northern Pines.
Lena's Northern Pines. All right.
Yep.
Very
and
good.
And then our lodging will be open year-round. For those of you that have friends coming up from the south or that looking to snowmobile, we've got our fingers crossed. Our lodging is going to be open all year round.
All right. And what's Lena going to be dressed as for Halloween?
Oh, everybody's going to like this one. My normal, a witch.
All right. Very good. Very good. Lena, thank you so much. Hope you have a great Halloween weekend. Thanks for taking time to update us.
Thank you. Happy Halloween,
you
everyone.
You bet. Lena's Northern Pines out on Butternut Lake, and also Lena's Bar and Grill, of course, here in Glidden, too, if you want to stop on in there, whichever one you prefer.
Northwoods Community Credit Union encourages you to be a voter.
Be a voter. Voting is cool. Be a voter. It's the coolest thing to do.
As Election Day gets closer, be sure you're registered and know your polling location. Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland.
Be a voter. It's the coolest thing to do.
This message from Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the community since 1953.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by Firsthand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs. With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans that are tailored to you 100% online, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, all for as low as $199 a month with a 12-month plan paid up front. No hidden fees and no membership fees. Get started at forhers.com/afford today. That's forhers.com/afford.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I, who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. Say